In our previous year, we began a discussion that how one has to be careful only to say the truth, even though the Gemara says that Shina Kodesh Baruch Hu with Nea Shalom, if there's a situation of Shalom, then one could be could say something which is not absolutely true. However, the Paiskim speak about a number of situations to show us how one has to avoid saying anything which is not true at great length, even when one maybe thinks that by saying something not true, he's doing something which is maybe correct. The Shas Tshuvas Yosef Oimitz discusses a very interesting shaila. He says, we know that in many shuls under certain circumstances, particularly on Yom Tovim, they sell the aliyahs in the shul. And we know that there's a person in the shul who wants to buy an aliyah. He gives an example. The person is celebrating a birthday. The person, another example he gives, many people have a minig that when their wife is due to have a child, they try to have psicha to the Aron Kodesh, and we have an individual in shul whose wife is due, so we know that this individual is anxious to buy psicha to the Aron Kodesh, and therefore there's another person in the shul who really is not interested in the aliyah. He's only interested, but he is bidding up the aliyah only because he knows that there's somebody who's anxious to buy this aliyah, and like that he'll be able to increase the income of the shul. Says the Yosef Oimitz that that's not honest, because this person isn't buying the aliyah because he's interested in the aliyah. He's bidding on the aliyah only to jack up someone else. That already is not considered honest and should not be done. Certainly, the Shaul Satshuvus Shevet Halevi in Chelik Yud Simen Kuf Samach Gimel speaks some very harsh terms about speaks some very, very harsh terms about someone cheating on an examination, how under no circumstances may that take place. And therefore, based on what we discussed in the previous year, that the Magen Avraham, and we brought a raya to the Magen Avraham from the Gra, says that it only one may say something not true under certain circumstances about the past, but not the future. So let's say someone, says the Sefer Chassidim, approaches you, that he wants to borrow money from you, and you're not interested in lending him money. But you don't want to tell him, I don't want to lend you money. So instead of saying that, you say, I don't have money. That's not true. And that's not true. And since it's sheker for the future, it may not be said. On the other hand, Dorach HaShulchan, in Yerudei Simen Reish Mem Sif Mem Aleph, discusses a situation where a mother said something to a son, and the father asked the son, what did your mother say to you? And the son knows that if he's going to repeat what the mother told him, it'll cause that the father should be angry at the mother. There he should not say exactly what the mother said. That's exactly what our mother says, Mutl Shanis of Nea Shalom. The Taz says, if someone is invited, this is Taz and Simon Tuf Kuf Samachay, Sifkot Vov. If someone is asked to eat somewhere and he doesn't want to eat, but he doesn't want to embarrass the people in saying that he doesn't want to eat, he's allowed to say he's fasting. And similarly, if he is fasting, but he doesn't want people to think, wow, this is such a holy person, he's fasting, he says the person is allowed to say any misana, even though he's fasting. Again, because it's in the same category of mutter l'shanos l'pnei hashalom.
Another very interesting psak from the Nesivos. If there's a Dayan who's part of a Besdin, and he sees that this Besdin is about to rule improperly, if they take a vote, let's say there are three members of the Besdin, he's going to vote in one way, and the two other Besdin, Dayanim, are going to vote in the other way. And he sees that these Dayanim aren't being honest, so if he's going to take, if there's going to be a vote, he'll lose. If he says any idea, the halacha in Choshen Mishpat is that they have to add Dayanim. So it's not really accurate that it's any day. He does know. He just knows different than what they're saying. He's still allowed to say any idea in order that they should have to add Dayanim to the Din Torah, because that also says the Nesivos is included in what we're learning in our sugya of Mutal Shanos B'Pnei Hashal. There's an interesting shaila in the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Tezvov, Simen Yud Beis. There's a shaila that's written to Tzitz Eliezer, obviously from a doctor. The doctor says that in order to be accepted to be a doctor in a hospital, they review your credentials. And one of the ways of having credentials that make you more attractive to be accepted to work in the hospital is the amount of articles you've published in medical journals about different medical issues. But in order for the article to be well accepted, you need to make it interesting. And therefore, sometimes when people write these articles, they embellish the numbers in the article. Certainly, he says that we're not referring to a situation that by doing so, and someone, another doctor reading the article and acting based on what he reads in that article, we could come to a situation of sakonas nefashos that we're not discussing. We're really referring to a situation where the numbers that are changed don't really make a difference. No one's going to get hurt. So the shaila is, could somebody publish an article that way? So the Tzitz Eliezer says that certainly it's in the category of Geneva Stas, and he goes into a discussion. The Geneva Stas is not only applicable to Yisraelim, Geneva Stas is applicable to all people, even to Akum. And here we certainly have a problem of Geneva Stas. But then he begins the discussion, if aside from the Isra of Geneva Stas, is there also over here a situation of Midvash Sheker Tirka? Because he wants to suggest that Midvash Shecher Tirchak is only where the lie causes damage to someone. Here, this lie is not, as we described, not causing any damage. So he quotes the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva says, Bonim lo yishakar b'sipet vorim, ashi yishmu b'agodas muris. One may not lie when he repeats something that happened. And he says that is, even though when you're repeating the story and you embellish the story, it really doesn't make a difference. It's still considered sheker. But Rabbeinu Yonah says that it isn't the same category of sheker as someone who says something which is a lie that causes a damage to someone else. However, the Chavetz Chaim, quotes the Tzitz Eliezer, says that even if a person by saying something not true doesn't cause any damage, says Godul Ma'oid Anchoi, his punishment will be very significant, Ba'as Panov, for having spoken that way, V'yichbar Avoinoi, and his sin is a very serious sin. So it's quite obvious that the Chofetz Chaim is more machmer than Rabbeinu Yonah. And any lie, as insignificant as it seems to be, is considered a very significant avera. On the other hand, he quotes a sefer Yad Ktana, who seems to take the approach of the Rabbeinu Yonah that it's not considered the same as a full-fledged sheker, but it's not the same, but it's still usher. He does quote from the Sefer Yireim, who holds that any lie that doesn't cause damage is not considered a lie that's usher midoraisa. But he says that even the Yireim, who has this lenient approach, is only saying that it won't be sheker midoraisa, but it's certainly going to be sheker derabanan and is therefore usher. And in conclusion, he says, again, going back to the Pasuk in the Torah, that the Pasuk, when it speaks about Sheker, uses some very interesting wording. The Torah says, Medvash Sheker Terchak. The Torah says, Dvash Sheker. Why does the Torah use the word Dvash Sheker? To teach us that even anything that is a hint of a lie is Asur. And therefore, the Tzitz Eliezer comes out very clearly that this individual, this doctor, even though there won't be any repercussions, negative repercussions by him writing this article, should not write that isn't 100% honest, should not write such an article. Similarly, there's a shaila in the shaila for Tshuvas Be'er Moshe, Chelik Hei Simen Kuf Mem Tes. The Ratzina Rav discusses an issue that comes up quite often with Rabbonim, where they're asked to write letters of recommendation or support for individuals that they don't necessarily know. But those individuals very much need those letters in order to be successful in raising funds. So what should the Rav do? Should he write the letter or should he not write the letter? So he says, he takes a very interesting approach. He says, certainly if you don't know the individual on behalf of whom you're writing the letter, you may not write the letter, even if it means that the person won't be successful in his efforts. On the other hand, he says, if you don't know the individual, but there's someone you know who knows the individual, and the person you know who knows the individual is vouching for the integrity of that individual, that is enough for you to be able to write the letter to help that person in his situation. There's an interesting tshuva in the Shaila of Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelik Zayin Simen Kuf Chav Zayin. Somebody writes to Menashe Klein the following shaila. Apparently, this individual is a person who lives overseas. His mother is sending him money to buy a ticket to come visit her. So the question that he asks, the Mishnah Halachas, is does he have to give Meiser from that money? And the Mishnah Halachas says that there is no obligation to give Meiser from that money, because the money is being given for a very specific purpose. And since it's being given for a very specific purpose, there is no chiv meiser. It's not considered like income. Apparently, this person who is a dusting, or the Mishnah Lachis seems to think that the person says so, that he's going to take meiser, that he wants to give meiser no matter what. But he can't afford to take meiser from his own pocket. So what he wants to do is tell his mother, that the ticket costs more, costs 10% more than the ticket actually costs. And like that, he'll have the money to give the Meiser. So the Mishnah Halachas reiterates that there is no obligation to give Meiser. But he says, even if there were an obligation to give Meiser, one, Chas V'Sholem cannot ever lie. So you think you're doing a mitzvah by telling your mother that the ticket costs more, so like that you could raise the money you need to have that you want to give for tzedakah. But that isn't what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to act under any circumstances in a dishonest fashion. As Al Gemara says, even though we're learning that Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pnei HaSholem, it's something that should be avoided and only be done under very, very rare and exceptional circumstances.